Chapter 17, The Treasure Cave in Heaven. I remember a very special encounter with the Lord some years ago. I was a young single mother of three and was struggling to support them as there was no child support coming from their father. I had become bitter due to the lack of child support and the draconian child support system that simply was not working for me. There was no justice in the system. I worked like a horse to keep the rent paid, food on the table, shoes on my kids' feet, and clothes on their backs. I went to a Friday night service where an outpouring of the Spirit had been happening. The Spirit of God was moving in a powerful way. I listened to the speaker that night, Pastor Wolfson from Church of All Nations in Tacoma, Washington. He said this, "Some of you tonight, if you met your ex-husband or ex-wife in heaven, you would not be happy to see them there. You would want to punch their lights out." This word went out like an arrow and hit the mark, bullseye, right into my heart. I was convicted. That was exactly how I felt. The altar was opened up for prayer. I went forward for prayer ministry. I don't remember how the person prayed for me. I ended up on the floor, and the Lord took me into an open vision. It was unforgettable, and it changed me forever. There were two parts to the vision. Scene 1. In the first scene, I was in an office in heaven. I was standing before Jesus, and there was a desk between us. Behind Jesus was a file cabinet. "So, you are here about your ex-husband?" asked the clerk. I nodded yes. Jesus opened the file cabinet drawer and pulled out about 15 files. Each file was labeled with a year on the tab. He started with the oldest file, dated 1980. He opened the file and together we looked at the contents of the file. That was a year of no child support. He asked me, "Are you ready to forgive this?" I paused and thought about it. "Yes, I am ready to forgive." He then hit the delete button on the computer keyboard in front of him, and then the paper contents of the file dissolved and disappeared. I know a hard copy file is completely unrelated to electronic keyboard, but somehow, in the heavenly realm, the delete button on the keyboard was wiping out these hard copy files. He then picked up a rubber stamp and stamped on the file with this, "Paid in full." The letters were in red. Next, Jesus pulled another file out of the file cabinet. This file was labeled 1981. He opened up the file. Again, the offense in charge was no child support was paid that year. Again, he asked me the same question. "Are you ready to forgive that year?" "Yes, I am ready to forgive." Again, he hit the delete button on the keyboard and instantly the papers inside that file disappeared. Once again, he picked up the rubber stamp and stamped the file with "Paid in full." He kept on going, pulling each year out until we got the present year in the now. "Are you ready to forgive?" This was tough. I really, really needed the financial support, and it was just so unjust that it was not forthcoming. Their father was a veterinarian and very capable and able of paying the support. "Yes, I am ready." He then hit the delete button and stamped the file like the others. Then he pulled out a file with next year's date on it. "How about next year? Will you forgive for next year?" That was the hardest one of all. I had such hope that finally I might get justice, that finally the child support system would finally work effectively and make this man pay what he should be paying to help support our three children. "Yes, I am ready." Again, he hit the delete button and then stamped the file. Scene 2. In the second scene, I found myself in a very large, well-lit cave. It was filled with treasure all the way to the ceiling. There was a huge pile with gold coins, pearl strings, emeralds, rubies, diamonds, treasure chests filled with more precious items. Colored beams of light sparkled and shimmered from all the precious gems. It reminded me of the treasure cave that Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn had found. I asked Yeshua, "Where am I? What is this?" He replied, "This is my treasure room, the treasure room of heaven. You may take one item from this cave as yours." I surveyed all the different items. My eye was caught with the pearl necklace with soft white pearls on a gold strand. I choose the pearl necklace. Yeshua said, "That's a good choice. The pearl necklace has a name. It is called forgiveness." He then placed the pearl necklace around my neck and fastened it to me. "Now follow me." He led me down out of the cave. We walked through a narrow tunnel passage and then came to the mouth of the cave. As we emerged from the cave, we came into a pristine green pasture. It was a pleasant meadow. On the edges of the meadow, the forest encircled it. All of a sudden, my ex-husband walked right up to me. I thought to myself, how in the world did he make it here to heaven? He was such a deadbeat dad, and we suffered so much because he did not pay child support. I really did want to just pop him one on the nose. But then the conviction of the Holy Spirit came to me. He must have repented later in life and then made it here to heaven. I then took off the pearl necklace from my neck. I handed the pearl necklace to him and gave it to him. "Take these pearls. They are a gift from me to you. They are forgiveness pearls. Welcome home. I am glad you made it to heaven." His eyes softened and teared up. "Thank you so much." Kingdom Principle. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Matthew 6, 14 and 15. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Mark 11, 25 and 26. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." Matthew 18, 21 and 22. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all." Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, and saying, "Pay me what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all." And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Matthew 18:21 to 35.